Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning. And now joining us in studio this morning is City Manager Mark Hall. And good morning, Mr. Hall. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, and it's always great to be here.
It is good to have you in here today. And, of course, we have the City Commission meeting tonight at 6:30 over at City Hall. And, of course, we'll get started with lots of different things. But the first thing on the agenda is the consent agenda.
Yes, sir. And those are usually housekeeping and appropriations. It is one of those that, of course, Commissioner Van Oster always explains that our appropriations seem quite high, but that's because we do have an electric service is the majority of that cost. And it is also is setting the hearing for the 2021 budget. And I do want to commend the city commissioners and city staff working real hard. We started in the hole this year, but it is one of those that our intention is to hold the mill levy again at where it is and not increase it. The commission does listen to the public, and it is one of those that always you don't want to raise taxes. So we cut a lot of things, got real tight, and we acted like it if it was our personal budget. And we know that people out there are tightening their belts and doing things. So the city's got to do that too. So that will be on August 11th. And for commission consideration, but their intention is no mill levy increase.
All right. So I know everybody will be happy about that.
Yeah, it kind of makes everybody's little day, but we know everybody is out there. These are hard times, and not to say if things were even different. It's the responsibility of the city to always do that and have the best interest of the public in mind, especially when you're doing budget.
Absolutely. So, of course, we'll have the comments from the public after that. You know, people can come up and have about 3 minutes to comment, basically just on general stuff. Maybe, hey, this street's got a whole big pothole in it. Are we going to get this fixed at some point? Basically, kind of stuff like that, correct?
You bet. And we always look forward to the commission does, too. Good or bad, it is one of those that we know people can communicate with the commission, and that's why we have that space. And it is one of those on the meeting. We practice social distancing, and it is, of course, the governor's in Montgomery County Health Department. We wear masks, but it is one of those that everybody is welcome, and that's the time to speak to the commission.
And as we start to get into the regular agenda items, here's a good one here. There'll be an announcement of the Coffeyville Police Department grant award to respond to coronavirus.
Yes, and they did. It's one of those that the police department put in for the grant, and that was available, and they will receive it. I don't remember the total grant, but it's tens of thousands of dollars. And of course, anytime you get a grant, that saves taxpayers money.
Absolutely, because that's free money coming in, and
yes,
don't have to worry,
yes,
about paying it back either. So which is always a good thing.
I do want to thank the police department and of course staff also, but it is looking out there, things that are available out there to help lower the cost of operating.
All right. Of course, there's no old business, but there is new business, and we'll get it started with our first resolution.
Yes. This is Resolution 2049, and it's for commission consideration. It is one of those, the police department, as we just talked about, mm-hmm, will ask the commission for consideration for applying to for the 2021 Federal Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant Grant. And that was a mouthful.
Yes.
That is, again, and hopefully we'll be successful, but it is one of those. It assists local police departments, and which offsets some of the operating costs needed to be safe.
And our next resolution, of course, will be the offering for sale of the general obligation refunding bonds.
Yes, and we kind of did discuss this the last time in the last meeting, but this is going through the process. It is in the best interest of the city to always look at if there's lower rates to refinance those. And this will be one of those situations in the long run. We'll save the city quite a few dollars. And so this is the process for selling those obligation bonds that we're doing at a lower rate.
And, of course, we'll talk. You guys will also be discussing and taking action on repairs at the Coffeyville City Recreation Center.
Yes, for commission consideration, it's participation with the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. But we do have some block walls that are seeping moisture. Of course, this year has been dry, so mm-hmm. that's been a good thing, but it still needs to be fixed, so that's what it's addressing.
Just some general repairs, pretty
general
much.
General repairs, so, yes.
Got to keep the building up spick and span and make sure everything's good.
You bet.
Because everything happens to a building at some point. So
you bet.
There's also an ordinance, which is a G2001, and it's the first reading of the cost of service update and electric rate adjustments.
These are, we have a firm that works with us, and of course with electric, and they analyze rates when they can be shifted. And it is one of those trying to even those out between business and residential and those and make those consistent. It is one of those that, you know, for consideration, they'll review, the city commission will review, and it is possible adjustments a little lower and a little higher, but trying to keep those in line as we go forward.
And another resolution is an authorization to authorize a subordination agreement for the benefit of Dirty's Tavern.
Yes. Dirty Tavern has, we'll just say, a business loan at one time with the city. It is one of those that they are wanting to do some financial. And, of course, the lender, when we are technically a creditor, it is one of those that they have to inform us and we allow that to happen. So that's more of a housekeeping issue for the Dirty Tavern.
And, of course, we'll have your report and then comments from the commissioner and staff before going in. Well, I don't know if there is executive. It says executive session, but I don't know if there
yeah,
is
no,
one.
We so. Usually put, if on an executive session, we'll put why and what it's for.
And then, of course, other things like the 2019 FBI crime stats and other stuff like that. And that is going to be happening tonight at 6:30 at the City Hall. And if people would like to attend, are people still allowed to attend? And if so, how can they get to the commissioner's room?
You bet. Everybody's welcome. And like we said earlier, we do practice social distancing and the wearing of a mask in City Hall, but that's at 6:30. If you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side, there's a ramp that goes down to a single door, and if you go through that door and turn to your left, you'll see the elevator, and the commission room is up on the second floor, and everyone's welcome. We do, like I said, social distancing. Seating will be somewhat limited, and it is one of those that they'll be 6 feet apart, and of course everybody will be wearing masks, but it is one of those, we know everyone will be smiling under those masks, so everybody is welcome, and do we appreciate the community, and if you'd like to come to the meeting, you're more than welcome.
All right. And again, that will be at 6:30 p.m. over at City Hall tonight. And like you said, you go in the east side, you turn left, because usually if you turn right, that means you're paying a bill or something.
Yes, that so, does. That
so, it's the, same area there. So, and you'll be able to get up there. There'll be an elevator there for you to get up you to bet. The commission meeting room and be able to check that out. Well, sir, I appreciate you coming in today. We always look forward to seeing you the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. And we will see you again here in a couple of weeks.
You bet. In Coffeyville, thank you for working with us. And do stay safe, and we appreciate you and what we stand for. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Hall. That is City Manager Mark Hall, City Manager of Coffeyville, and we appreciate him coming in today. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Fox News at the top of the hour and then some local news with Connor Harbutt. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.